Honey, the kids are going nuts. Everybody's stir crazy. And my patience is running thin.
It's almost lunchtime. Why don't we go to Caitlin's? Their food is amazing. And they have those awesome baskets filled with fun to keep the kids pacified and entertained.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is it you like to get there again?
Ooh, for starters, I love their green chili and chicken nachos. Then, I usually get Moe's queso with the ground chuck patty, cheddar, and jack cheese, diced onions, tomatoes, and green chilies between two warm flour tortillas, served at the side of green or red chili. Yum! What about you?
Well, I'm famished, so I think I'll get one of their 13 sandwiches. Maybe I'll get one of each. And I love the way you can get their sandwiches made into wraps instead. Maybe one of their bacon green chili cheeseburgers or their salads.
Honey, rein it in. Kids, we're going to Caitlin's.
Caitlin's Restaurant at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. Fasten your seatbelt. The Bell and Pollock Injury Show, the Champions of the People Injury Show. You know, our website called championsofthepeople.com, championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. All of our podcasts are there. If you want to listen to the show, again, you can listen to it on our website, championsofthepeople.com. If you want a part of the show or you want the whole show sent to you, all you have to do is call our law firm at 303-795-5900. And if you've been injured or a loved one has been subjected to an untimely tragic death, you can call us and get a free initial consultation anytime, 303-795-5900, or you can set up an appointment easily through our website, championsofthepeople.com. You've got a wrongful death, you've got a car crash, maybe you have a drunk driver, and we're going to get to that in this show, drunk drivers and dram shop acts and special circumstances, but you've got a wrongful death, you can prove liability, you can prove causation of the death, and you say, well, of course they were killed in this accident. You'll be surprised how many times insurance companies say, no, they weren't. They were in a horrible accident, but they had a heart attack. Or no, they were about to die of Parkinson's disease or some other disease, especially in medical malpractice cases. Or that was an accepted risk. But today we're talking about car crash cases. We said under the common law that we inherited from England, there was no cause of action for a wrongful death. And you get to recover non-economic damages. We mentioned it a little bit at the top of the show, but we're going to break it down further here.
Sure. As we break it down, the thing to remember that we were just on our last segment talking about is we said that the exclusive right for the first year belongs to the spouse to bring the action unless the spouse permits it or you petition the court to bring the action within the first year if you're not the surviving spouse. And who would those people be? Those would be maybe the children of the deceased or maybe the parents of the deceased. And that a lot of times has to be determined as you're going through when the action is going to be brought. It's important that you not wait that year. If you're a child of a deceased or if you're related to deceased and it's very important that you wait that you not wait that year, that you get in touch with the attorney and you let the attorney start working on the case. Let the attorney start monitoring the case. Let the attorney take aggressive and forward steps to identify your interest in the case to make sure that you're going to have your rights validated and that you're going to get what you're entitled to. It's also important to recognize that there are many, many, many lawyers out there, many, who do not understand and are not aware of the wrongful death statutes. And this can include many times probate and estate lawyers. And why is that important? It's because your probate and estate lawyers may take actions that will divert the funds from the proper persons, from those who own it, to people who don't own the money or shouldn't own the money. And they take those actions sometimes in negligence. And as a negligent action, what they do is they create a situation where now, years later, you might be chasing the money from people who received it when they shouldn't have. And, there's one thing I think I've learned very quickly doing this business and having been in it for the many years I have been in it now, is that when people get money, they tend to spend it. And then when they tend to spend it, when you start wanting to get it back, or when you start wanting to have a redistribution of that money, so they have to start distributing it in a way they should have to begin with, they don't have it anymore. It's not available to them. And so that puts them in a real bind in being able to recompensate people who should have gotten the money. And that can all happen simply because you have an attorney who doesn't know what they're doing in wrongful death cases. These are completely different animals than a normal personal injury case.
Right. And we've done many cases like that, and we understand this wrongful death statute. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900, 795-5900 for a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. These are the rules of the road when you have a wrongful death, period. You have to follow them. You have to know them. If you don't, you're going to lose. You can't just guess. You can't hope. You have to have a legal game plan, a strategy. That's why we wrote the book. It's simple. And we've seen it, Brad and I've seen it. We've seen it this year in a case where the money is distributed to one person because there was a wrongful death car crash, head-on collision, and that person spends the money. The statute 1321201 says that money is owned by such persons that are heirs at law. So even though the spouse has the exclusive right to bring the action in the first year, that money is owned by people other than just that spouse if there are other heirs. And that leads to litigation and problems. So one of the most famous cases in Colorado was the Lanahan case. And it was Lanahan versus Chi Psi fraternity, 2008 case, where there was a bunch of hazing in a fraternity, and the person died, and so the lawsuit was brought against multiple people. So the question was, in that case, very interesting question, well, there's a cap. We just went over the cap on non-economic damages, and the plaintiff in that case said that 7 or 8 or 9 people were responsible for this young person's death, so it should be a cap of $460 per person. 460 times person 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 8, up to 8. The court in the Lanahan case in 2008 said no, it's not. And I think the cap is $436.70, I'm sorry. But so the court said no, you have to put all the defendants together. You only get one cap. So you need to understand that. You need to understand the heirs own the property and the recovery. And it can become quite complicated.
Well, what you also have to understand is, once again, let's say there is no spouse and it's just adults or children, adult children, or even if it's minor children, it's just children left behind, then you're still facing the situation where it doesn't matter how many plaintiffs there are. It doesn't matter how many children are left. It doesn't matter how many heirs there are left. It's one cap. It's one amount of $436,070. So if it's multiple defendants, they're going to share in paying the $436,000. If it's multiple heirs left, they're going to share in getting the $436,000. And it, even if it's only one of the children who brings the lawsuit, if the child gets the money, the child is getting and gets the full amount of losses, whether it's $436,000 or a jury comes back and says it's $256,000 or a jury comes back and says it's $300,000, that child gets the money, but the money is owned by all of the heirs. So in a way, you've established, if you're acting as the attorney, you could be very well establishing, you've got to be careful about this, you could be very well establishing where your person is getting the money in a form of a constructive trust or in some other form where some of that money, although they've gone through the litigation, isn't theirs. And it's very clear that you're only entitled to one cause of action. So the insurance company can't look and say, well, there's four of you, so I'm only going to consider this case to be 1/4. Once the cause of action starts, you're only entitled to one cause of action. That's going to resolve the entire case for all of the heirs, and then all the heirs must look to the person who brought the lawsuit to either get involved in the lawsuit, join in the lawsuit, or must look to that person after the money's been collected to deal with it.
There are so many hurdles. There are so many minefields in this area. Please visit with an experienced attorney. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. It makes a difference if the child is killed. It makes a difference if the husband or wife was killed. It makes a difference if they're divorced. take a later in life example. All everybody's adult children in the 40s, and the father is elderly and dies. And now the children don't like each other, and they've gone all over the four corners of this country. They still have a right to the proceeds. That can't change. And as Brad just said, you only get to bring one action. So the insurance company can't say, well, you're bringing this action, Miss Child Number One. You're going to bring this action. So as Brad's example, we're only going to pay you one-fourth or one-quarter of the insurance policy. No. If it's the legitimate action brought by the legitimate person, they have to pay the whole event. And so when you prove the damages, you prove the net non-economic losses that we've covered. You also prove the net pecuniary loss rule. And there's some special situations and twists to the computing the pecuniary loss. You've got to reduce it to present value, and that can be quite complicated.
Well, yeah, because once again, now we're talking pecuniary loss, and pecuniary loss is the amount that you would have received from the decedent had the decedent lived. One of the battles that and things that might come to mind right away is the question of, do you include tax considerations? Are we talking about the gross amount the decedent would have made, or are we talking about the net amount that the decedent would have made? And our state has come out for various, I think, very well-reasoned opinions and have stated that we're talking about the gross amount. You're not going to take taxes away from the amount that would have been made. So that's going to be included in the amount that the heir would have received from the deceased. But there are other amounts that may be reduced from the net pecuniary amount or from the pecuniary losses that you show. You can't just simply walk in and say, the deceased would have made this amount of money, I get it all, because it would have all been paid to me.
Right. First of all, that person doesn't own it all. If there are other heirs, as we've said time and time again, you have to prove liability. You have to prove causation. You have to prove the damages. Let's say we have a wage earner, a breadwinner, 31 years old, killed in a car crash. Life expectancy, you need to know. So let's say it's 35 more years. What would the earnings be over 35 years? There is no cap on the economic losses. There is a cap on the non-economic losses. I can't tell you how many times we see in the situation we get clients from other law firms, and this fundamental concept right there is not even understood. So we resurrect it. 303-795-5900. Next up, you're going to be fascinated. If you're killed skiing or in an avalanche, what's the rule? What are the rules? If you're killed under the Health Care Availability Act, the medical malpractice statute, what are the rules? What are the rules? And if you're killed in a car crash and it's killed by a drunk driver and the bar served the drunk driver too much alcohol, that's called a dram shop action. Can you do that? What do you recover if you can do that? Bell and Pollock, Champions of the People, will be right back.
Mandy Connell here with the Legal Minute from my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen for more great advice on the Bell & Pollock Injury Show Saturdays at 10 on KOA.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is your Legal Minute. You're sitting in a stoplight, then boom, you're hit from behind, you're rear-ended. The driver gets out, and they say, I'm sorry. Gee, I'm sorry, I don't have any insurance. Or worse yet, they give you an insurance card, and you call, and it's expired. And there's no insurance, but you have lost wages, you have injuries, you have medical bills piling up. What are you going to do? What can you do? And I'll tell you what, we've preached many times, we've done many shows on what you can do before an accident happens. You can buy your own UIM coverage with your own car insurance policy, the highest limits that you can afford. Because when you do this and the other driver has no insurance or not enough insurance, you're still protected. If you have any questions, call us. Bell and Pollock will help you.
Get more information or help from Bell and Pollock at championsofthepeople.com. Mandy Connell here with the Legal Minute from my friends at Bell and Pollock. Listen for more great advice on the Bell and Pollock Injury Show Saturdays at 10 on KOA.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is your Legal Minute. You're in an accident. You get out to exchange information like you're supposed to do. The other driver says, you know, I don't even have a driver's license. I'm sorry. I don't have any insurance. I'm sorry. What are you going to do? Is there anything that you can do? Yes. You can call Bell and Pollock at 303-795-5900. But know this right now. If a driver gets out and they do not have a driver's license, that does not mean automatically that it's an uninsured event. Insurance coverage could very well apply to pay your lost wages, to pay your medical bills, to pay for your injuries. We can help you. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. Give us a call. We'll help you.
Get more information or help from Bell and Pollock at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show, Champions of the People Injury Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We have offices in Denver, Greenwood Village, Steamboat Springs, and for over 30 years, we've done cases, injury cases, and death cases, and workers' compensation cases all over the state of Colorado, all four corners. We've done them in Steamboat Springs. We've done them in Sterling, Colorado. We've done them down south in Pueblo on the Western Slope. You can call us for a free initial consultation, 303-795-5900, or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We're going to start right now with these special circumstances. Somebody's in a bar, the bar overserves them, the statute says they cannot serve alcohol to a person that's, quote, visibly intoxicated, end quote. They do, and Brad's an absolute master at these type of cases, but we do them in our law firm. So you have a one-year statute of limitations against the bar, a two-year statute of limitations on wrongful death cases. That has to be kept in mind. But we told you earlier in the show there's a cap on non-economic damages, and there's no cap on economic losses once it fits into the right category. When you have a felonious killing, those are the legal words. Those are the key legal words. When you have a felonious killing, we're going to break it down. There are no caps anymore in the statute because it was a felonious killing. And so somebody's driving a car. How do you get a felonious killing by somebody being at fault and driving a car?
Well, and now you've got yourself a real mess is what I would call it to consider, because now you're dealing with additional caps. First of all, you have to get into the category of felony. There's nothing in the wrongful death statute that indicates that you can get punitive damages against somebody for their wrongful acts. And if you're trying to find the money available, let's say the person who caused the crash only had $50,000 of coverage. Let's say that you have the $436,000 non-economic. So now you're $386,000 short. And let's say you're also dealing with $500,000 in pecuniary losses. Now you're $886,000 short. Now you want to start trying to say who's going to be responsible for what's going on and who's going to be responsible to pay. And what you start dealing with is you got to start asking is whether or not you have any type of fraud. Whether or not you have a felony that's going to allow you to be able to call it a felonious killings and therefore remove the cap of the recovery you want to get beyond the $886,000 that we're talking about.
Right. You know, the statute was amended to allow for punitive damages, but when you have somebody, let's take our example in a bar because it's a dram shop act. So the bar is responsible and liable for the wrongful death if they overserve the visibly intoxicated person, period. Liable. But the dram shop action has its own cap, so you need to know those. We're not going to cover those right now. Just know that you can bring an action against the bar. Just know that if you're hit by a drunk driver. So how do you get to this felonious killing? Well, you get to the statute on manslaughter, right? Not murder one, not murder two, but manslaughter. And so manslaughter basically says the statutory definition is if they're driving recklessly. And if they're driving drunk, they're driving recklessly. And there can be other examples of reckless driving. So if you can prove a felonious killing, then you can remove the caps from the statute, make the recovery appropriately, and even against the bar, even against the drunk driver, and the bar overserved the person. It's very, very important these rules are applied and known and very short time limits.
Sure. The rule you want to watch, though, is that when you're talking felonious killings, the felonious killing is probably going to bring with it the punitive damages, the right to recover from. But where we go back, we start saying in the felonious killing opens up the category in the ability to go after damages that exceed the 436. It allows you to get more than 436 for your non-economic losses. And that is not normally available under a punitive claim when you start looking at the cap. But once you start looking at a punitive claim on the cap, then you're looking at the amount necessary to punish a person, not the amount necessary to compensate somebody for their losses they received as a result of their non-economic losses. So it's a very complicated structure that you've got. You're talking about the fact that the 436 stands as an absolute cap for what your losses were as a result of non-economics, as a result of losing the person being there with you for companionship, for love in the relationship you have. That can be expanded. That category of damages alone can be expanded under a felonious killing. That category does not get expanded under punitive damages. Under punitive damages, you start looking at getting money to punish the wrongdoer. And that money that you're getting under punitive damages to punish the wrongdoer cannot get mixed up with the additional amount that you're entitled to get under the cap of non-economic damages in the event there's been a felonious killing. So they are different categories that you have to consider, and you're not going to be able to mix them to try and get more as you go through the case.
Right. So far we've learned that you'd have a case for wrongful death in Colorado by statute. It didn't exist before, but now it does. You can bring it. You can bring it for non-economic losses, grief, suffering, anxiety, miss love of your lost one, and that's usually capped. But if there's a felonious killing, then the cap is removed. And you can also request punitive damages. Now let's go back to our bar example. The bar overserved the drunk driver. The drunk driver crossed the center line, blew a .29. Everybody's responsible and liable because they overserved a visibly intoxicated person. Now, what's fascinating in this area of the law is you said you have to have a felonious killing. A felonious killing. Think about those words. Does one have to have a conviction? What if they go to court and plead something else other than manslaughter? It doesn't matter under the wrongful death statute. You do not have to have a criminal conviction to prosecute for a felonious killing to remove the cap.
Right. And it's going to be questionable. There are certain circumstances. Most of the time, if they plead to a felony in the criminal side of the case, you're going to be able to use that plea. Or if they for sure go to trial and they're found beyond a reasonable doubt to be guilty of a felony in the death or killing of that person, you're allowed to use that. But if not, you still have the right to go in and prove that there was a felony committed and that you're entitled to the money under the felonious killing. Remember, the felonious killing itself doesn't give you more money. It simply removes or changes the cap on non-economics. The felonious killing also can be a good spot towards getting you punitive damages and being able to prove why you should get punitive damages. Two different categories of losses. Why is that important? Well, that's very important when it starts coming to insurance, because in the event the party is insured under the felonious killing, you may still be able to get the money under the insurance. But if it's a punitive damages claim, you can't get the money under the insurance. So now your lawyer has to sit down and figure out in what category you're going to emphasize your losses and you're going to emphasize your desire to recover.
You know, so far we've talked about who gets the money, that you have to prove liability, causation, the person bringing the lawsuit, who has the right to bring the lawsuit. This is all very complicated law, and we're breaking it down into simple components for you right now. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or our website, championsofthepeople.com. You get a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. So, if you have an accident crossing the center line, and if it was reckless driving, let's go right to the manslaughter statute in Colorado. Because if you can prove manslaughter in the civil action, it doesn't matter if they plead to it in the criminal action, if you can prove manslaughter in the civil action, you can recover and you can remove the caps on the non-economic losses. That's very important. Manslaughter is defined by 18.3.104. A person commits the crime of manslaughter if such person recklessly causes the death of another person. There you go. Recklessly is the key word. So if you got attorneys that go after this aggressively and want to prove that it was reckless to drive with a 0.29 blood alcohol level, it was reckless for the bar to serve this person, and we can prove it and tie it back into the bar, reckless. Then the caps under the felonious killing part of the wrongful death statute go away.
You've got to make sure, once again, this is the category you want to be putting it into. If there's insurance, this is a category you most certainly would like to have it your damages narrowed into if there's insurance. However, if there's no insurance or limited insurance, you may want to have this put into a category that relates to some type of punitive damages where there's limitations on how easy it is for the defendant to get rid of the judgment at a later time. You've got to take a look at where your damages lie and who's responsible and under what theories are responsible. You also have to understand that you could be dealing with a Dram Shop Act case where you're getting money, but that money may be doing nothing more than contributing towards the cap, not giving you extra money on top of the cap. And that's, once again, something you've got to determine on how you're bringing your case and what you're trying to accomplish.
All of this has to be analyzed. All of this has to be considered. It would be part of your legal game plan, your strategy. If you come into Bell and Pollock, that's part of your strategy. We give you the legal game plan. Just get our book. It's free on our website, championsofthepeople.com. Wrongful death takeaways today. Yes, you can bring an action. Yes, the spouse has the exclusive right in the first year. They don't own all the money. They have to distribute it to the heirs once they get the money. Yes, you can bring an action for felonious killing. Yes, you can sue bars under the Dram Shop Act. And that's a one-year statute of limitation, and a wrongful death is two-year statute of limitations, and a car crash is three-year statute of limitations. Things you and your attorney need to know and take into consideration. Bell and Pollock, go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, an information-loaded website. All of our podcasts are there. All of our books are there. All of the information is there, and all of our shows are there. Bell and Pollock, champions of the people. We'll see you next week.